Christmas, everybody. Or, if that seems politically incorrect, happy holidays. Sure don't want more war on Christmas in these hyper-partisan times, right? Well, it's been a long year, what with the COVID plague still with us, but as usual, us daddles have adapted. For the most part, this has been a fine year for the daddle family, and as always, we like to share our good news with everyone. Wife Linda's depression has pretty much been manageable with the help of prescription pharmaceuticals. Thank God for the drug companies, eh? She spends a lot of time on the internet, but then, don't we all? Sometimes I think she's looking at the same thing for hours on end, but I'm just happy she's found something to do instead of stay in her room crying. Daughter Brenda is enrolled in the local community college for studies in business accounting. She realized her degree in English Renaissance history wasn't going to pay the rent, even though England seems to be hurtling back to those merry old times. Ha ha. That year flipping burgers at Burger King convinced her to get a trade with something that might pay more than minimum wage. Kids, they never listen to you when you give advice, do they? Son number one, Jeremiah, has slipped a few times following his Narcotics Anonymous program last year, but he's back once more in the basement where we set up an apartment and keep a surveillance camera so we can help him maintain his sobriety. With the COVID lockdown, Linda and I figure this is for his own good in more ways than one. Lately, Jerry never leaves the room and no one visits. He doesn't have much to say at meals with us, but then he never really did before. Son number two left that religious commune he joined down in Santa Cruz. Brian refused to talk to me after my little meltdown with the guru in charge that time we drove down there to see him, and the blankety-blank geek wouldn't let us pass the guard gate. Apparently, judging by his blog site, Brian's a QAnon believer now. I guess you have to believe in something. Nobody said raising kids would be easy, but good God Almighty, these boys could try a saint's patience. Linda says it's just a phase, but that's what she said about the all-seeing commune of the holy waters, too. That worked out swell, didn't it? Oh, I know. I should be glad Brian found conspiracy theories and not drugs, right? Me, I'm doing okay. We didn't travel much this year on account of COVID, and it looks like we won't again this year. Linda's afraid of contaminated hotel rooms, and nothing I can say will convince her otherwise. Maybe if she agreed to get her vaccinations, she'd feel more at ease. She says she doesn't want to infect Jeremiah bringing back the virus from some Motel 6. I say, whoa, what about me? But she knows I'm only kidding. I took that horse dewormer, so I'm pretty much protected. Jerry, well, the last thing we want Jerry to see is another syringe. So, hope all you out there are doing as well as us daddles. Merry ho-ho. Love, Linda, Jerry, and Skeeter.